at Premier High School.
We are a tuition-free charter school serving grades 9 through 12. We offer a personalized program which gives you the opportunity to recover credits, graduate early, attend school around a work schedule, career and technical training, earn college credits while in high school, become eligible for military service. Learn more about how you can reach your goal.
Okay, good morning. This is Sister Mona. I just pray that any sister that's listening today is doing well. Let's go ahead and pray. Father, I just ask for any sister that's listening today that these teachings just really help her bear fruit for your glory, and that she also sees the importance of your Holy Spirit, and that he's the only one that helps her understand these things, and so that she asks on a regular, consistent basis to be filled with the Holy Spirit so that she can just understand these things. Ask all these prayers you follow in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, so going through Isaiah 33 in the book of Amos, talking about times of judgment, how dangerous they can get, the need to walk in the Spirit more perfectly. But once you walk in the Spirit more perfectly, you're going to be persecuted, okay? And understanding Bible prophecy and how it connects personally to your trials, okay? Talking about the Nebuchadnezzar statue in Daniel chapter 2, okay? And how it's explained more deeply in Daniel chapter 7, okay? A couple of things that you want to pay attention to is that the statue is a man, okay? And you really do want to keep that in mind when you're thinking. And the statue is a man, and the statue is the Antichrist system, okay? Because that's what it eventually leads down to at the very end, is the revealing of the Antichrist, okay? And these are worldly kingdoms and powers, okay, that the whole world is subject to, okay? Even the Jews now, which I'll explain more, because even though they're independent and they do have their own country, they're still actually under the statue when you understand what the third part of the statue is, okay? Okay, so Daniel chapter 7 goes into more detail, okay? I'll start here. This is Daniel chapter 7, verse 2. It says, Daniel spake and said, I saw in my vision by night, and behold, the four winds of heaven strove upon the great sea. And four great beasts came up from the sea, diverse from one another. And once again, that's the same as Revelation 13, okay? This beast comes out of the sea, okay? And all these parables, all these connect to the parables, okay? How Jesus says that the kingdom of heaven is like a fisherman that goes and pulls fish out of the sea, okay, and separates them, the good from the bad. We come out of the sea. We come out of this. We're not part of this anymore. And once we become saved and born again, okay? The four great beasts came up from the sea, diverse from one another. The first was like unto a lion and had eagle's wings. I beheld till the wings thereof were plucked, and it was lifted up from the earth, and made stand upon its feet as a man, and a man's heart was given to it. Now, this is the head of gold. This is Nebuchadnezzar, okay? Now, his portion of the statue is very brief, okay? He reigns for a while, and then it gets taken from his son quickly, okay? And then it switches to the kings of Media and Persia, okay? And that's the second beast. Excuse me, it says, and behold, another beast, second like to a bear, and it raised itself up on his side, and it had three ribs in the mouth of it, between the teeth of it, and they said, thus unto it, arise, devour much flesh. So that is the silver. That's the second kingdom, okay? And it explains this more in another chapter of Daniel, which I'll go through, okay? And those are the kings of Media and Persia, okay? Then verse 6, it says, after this I beheld, and lo, another like a leopard, which had upon the back of it four wings of a fowl, and the beast had also four heads, and dominion was given unto it. Now that's the fourth kingdom, which is bronze, okay? After this I saw in the night visions, and behold, a fourth beast, dreadful and terrible and strong exceedingly, and it had great iron teeth. It devoured and break in pieces and stamped the residue with the feet of it, And it was diverse from all the other beasts and that were before it, and it had 10 horns, okay? And that's the last one. That's the last kingdom, okay, where he talks about the iron, okay, and things like that. And then it also is the beast that you see in Revelation 13. That's fully revealed, okay? And it's very true when you understand this kingdom and how it operates. I'll go ahead. It goes into more detail, and then out of that last beast comes the Antichrist, which is this one horn. And if you read farther into Daniel chapter 7, after that, like verse 8, I'll go ahead and leave it there for today. And we'll talk in more detail about these other, explaining what these beasts are and what they mean. Father, I just ask for any sister that's starting her day, that she has a very fruitful day, abounding the Spirit and glorifying and really loving your Son. Ask all these prayers you feel like in Jesus' name. Amen.
At Premier High School, we are a tuition-free charter school serving grades 9 through 12. We offer a personalized program which gives you the opportunity to recover credits, graduate early, attend school around a work schedule, career and technical training, earn college credits while in high school, become eligible for military service. Learn more about how you can reach your goal